Howdy neighbors, continuing our coverage of the 2017 District Stars of the Oklahoma FFA. We're down to our final District Star in agricultural production. Our salute of the 2017 District Stars of the Oklahoma FFA being brought to you, by the way, by American Farmers and Ranchers, proud to support Oklahoma's youth. And we're very proud to introduce you today to Colt Cunningham of the Locust Grove FFA chapter. Colt is the District Star in agricultural production for the Northeastern District of the state of Oklahoma. And we're back with Colt in just a moment.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
Now let's meet Colt Cunningham from Locust Grove FFA, your Northeast District star farmer.
Tell me about the program that you started with and then how you've built it up over the last 3 or 4 years.
Yes, sir. Well, I've always been a really competitive person, and I've always liked raising cattle. So I started showing when I was about 8 years old. My older brother and sister showed cattle, and I really enjoyed that. And I started showing heifers and had some success and was able to start my own cow herd. And then I've also rode cutting horses and hauled the rodeos all my life, too.
So tell me a little bit about some of the things maybe tell me a little bit about your project as it stands today. What's your herd look like and your overall program look like?
Yes, sir. Well, I have a Limflex cow herd with old show heifers and cattle that I've bought at sales across the country. And I've used artificial insemination, embryo transfer to manage and run my cow herd. And then also have 5 or 6 horses that I haul to rodeos and rope off of and go to cuttings too.
So those horses you're actually working yourself, in other words?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm taking them and competing on them. Yes, sir.
So tell me on the cattle herd, what are some things you've learned or you've had to pick up on skills, technology, these type of things to be successful?
Yes, sir. Well, my dad's an auctioneer, and so he's gone 5 to 6 days a week. And so a lot of responsibilities fell on me to become better at decision-making and being more dependable on my own. And so I've had to just learn how to take care of stuff on my own and handle situations and get it done and get it done right. And I haven't always been able to turn to somebody else. I've had to learn how to become pretty self-dependent.
Right. Yes, sir. As far as your involvement with the FFA, what have you been doing?
In the FFA, some of the things that I've done, livestock judging. I've been to livestock judgings all over the country and won the state horse judging as a sophomore. And we were able to go to the National FFA Convention and the Quarter Horse Congress. And other than that, within FFA, I've been the chapter president for 2 years and the chapter treasurer for 1.
Tell me about your plans after graduation from high school.
Yes, sir. Well, after graduation, I plan on attending Clarendon College in Clarendon, Texas on a rodeo scholarship. And then after that, I plan on coming to Oklahoma State University, and I'd like to get my PhD in ruminant nutrition.
Wow, you got a plan all the way out to the doctors, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the plan.
What would that do? In other words, what would be your dream job after if you got to that level?
Yes, sir. Well, with the ruminant nutrition, I'd like to formulate rations on a feedlot scale, make rations for cattle in the feedlot, and hopefully start a good career off that, and then hopefully one day get to have several feedlots that I'd be in charge of.
Thank you, Colt. Colt Cunningham, he is your Northeast District star farmer from the Locust Grove FFA chapter. Our salute to all of our 2017 District Stars of the Oklahoma FFA here in the month of April, brought to you by American Farmers and Ranchers, proud to support Oklahoma's youth. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.